Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Marshall County. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I know that you have worked hard along with our local Animal Rescue League. I know you do a lot of work out there and you visit and stuff like that. Stricter penalties for animal abuse.
Yeah, it was a team effort to get this across the finish line. I just appreciate so many local partners and Senator Wormy as well making it a priority in the Senate. But what it really does is it brings Iowa in line with other states to make sure that animal torture is a felony on the first offense. And when I was at the annual banquet for the Animal Rescue League, I got to meet Officer Morrison, who is our 2026 Officer of the Year in Marshalltown. And having conversations with him really underscored the importance of giving law enforcement the tools necessary to hold people accountable right away, because we know when people are willing to abuse animals, they're also willing to abuse people, and we need to hold people accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you maybe share with us, our listening audience, what the penalties are? You said steeper penalties. Do you know exactly off the top of your head what those are?
Yep, this raises it straight to a felony. So if it's the third felony, you're going to have your seven-year mandatory minimum kicking in right away. But the standard penalty for a Class D felony is up to five years in prison and fines included. So this is a really serious crime when someone is intentionally causing prolonged pain to an animal, resulting in injury or death. And so we wanted to make sure that people are held accountable immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, David, does this just specify domestic animals? It's not wild animals, right?
Yep, this is specifically companion animals. So including strays. So you can't abuse strays, but it's mainly cats and dogs, and then anything else that will be added in as a companion animal over time. It was so good working with partners like Jody and Austin Gillis at the Animal Rescue League in Marshalltown, from helping them kind of redo roofs and shingles to helping legislation. I really appreciate their partnership on behalf of all of our friends and neighbors and furry friends in Marshall County.